to walk the street, but you can't trust a mall to be discreet. So I found a way to avoid a name that's mine. That's why the girls all call me Love Client Number 9. Sometimes it's hard to find a girl who knows the most erotic way to suck your toes. It takes someone who has a very limber spine to satisfy the needs of Love Client Number 9. As governor, I crack down on crime, I'm second to none. But sometimes after hours, I wear handcuffs for fun. And Ashley didn't recognize me, that was no shock. I cleverly disguise myself by wearing socks. Perhaps I made a small employment gaffe to fill positions right here on my staff. So I wrote a letter that said I would resign. It started out, "Dear Penthouse," but later it was signed down on the bottom line, Love Client Number 9.
Very funny. The second candidate for nation's funniest governor is a beauty queen who can field dress a moose. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
Oh, golly gosh darn it. Hello, America. And hello to the great state of Washington, D.C. Now, I am here tonight to talk straight to ya. Did you guys see me in the news last month at that turkey farm? That's right, I pardoned a turkey. Ted Stevens. Now, look, of course, I'm still a little disappointed that America did not decide to go all mavericky with me and John McCain. But this is not the first time I've been first runner-up. The very same thing happened to me once in the Miss Alaska beauty pageant. So I'm taking it all in stride. And if for any reason Barack Obama or Joe Biden, if they're unable to fulfill their duties as president and vice president, well, as first runner-up, me and John McCain are ready to step right in there. Now, I know that a lot of people did not think I had the kind of experience necessary for a campaign, but I've had to answer questions under this kind of pressure before. Because as a former beauty pageant contestant, I've already had to answer the tough questions. Some of them even involved world peace. And look, I've had goo gobs of experience with the foreign policy there. Did you guys know I serve Russian salad dressing at my house? And I recently got a phone call from the president of France. Mr. Nicholas Sarcophagus. And not only that, I have met Dick Cheney's daughter, and she's a Lebanese. And ladies and gentlemen, what about this economy, huh? I know it's tanking, and it needs some fixing. I may not be an economist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Huh? So there you go right there with that, huh? And if you watched the Republican convention, well, you know, that part of our platform was promoting abstinence among the teenagers. And it worked very well. In the lower 48 states. Look, I know that a lot of people think I should just go quietly back to Alaska there, but you're not done with me yet. Marabou beats caribou. What a shame if my fame had to end. I just got no hankerage to go back to Anchorage and buy my clothes at Land's End. They tell me that Africa's quite continental, but Neiman's is a girl's best friend. Wasilla's no thrill, and Alaskans are mental if they think I'll stay and run the state no freaking way. I look swell in chic Chanel, and I bought a whole lot of Lauren. Would anyone you know trade Prada for Juno? Hey, if I see a Target, I'm shooting at it, not shopping in it. Cause Neiman is a girl's best friend.
Yes, yes. But as funny as Sarah Palin was, she lost the Funniest Governor of the Year award in the final month of the year. That's when the governor of Illinois showed that he was the governor that money could buy.
In Illinois, there are some folks who say, I'm no worse than the next guy, but the thing you have to weigh, the next guy just got sent to jail today. Come buy from me, come buy today. It's really neat, it's a Senate seat, and it's listed on eBay. Just text your Amex number right away. Come buy from me, my prices are real swell. To chief exec, you can write the check, cause I learned my lesson well. Blagojevich is way too hard to spell. And I'll be including, cause my prices are a steal in the deal. Wrigley Field, cause here in Chicago, you can still vote if you're dead. Red in the bangs up here on my forehead, though it's neat to sell a seat this way. Well, you can bet that I'm gonna get my own cell any day, where my seat's gonna someday be for sale, they say, and soon I will be rooming with OJ.
Now, the Capitol steps present a holiday message from the little plumber boy.
Come, they told me, come to see this candidate from Washington. He'll hold a rally in the town of
Columbus.
And we will call this man Barack said he would tax a pretty big sum above 250K whenever I plumb. Although I've never made that high an income, and I don't even have a license to plumb.
Why would he need something that dumb?
Some say my 15 minutes now might be done. But soon you'll see me on your television. I'll do Survivor in the new edition. And Dancing with the Stars with Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. Cloris Leachman.
Mun, mun, mun.
Not since Dick Nixon has a plumber become so famed in Washington.
Present tonight's award for 2008's greatest foreign leader. Please welcome Vladimir Putin.
Good evening. I am Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and I am here tonight to honor myself. Apparently, there were other candidates in this category, but all have coincidentally died. As to why I'm greatest foreign leader of 2008, well, perhaps a subject best discussed in a song.
Gory proved too much for this man.
Too much for this man.
So he's thinking.
So I think I might have to go.
No,
he said he's going.
I said I'm going back to find.
Going back to find.
What's left of Cold War? Of what I left behind not that long ago. Oh, yes, I'm leaving. On a midnight raid to Georgia. Yeah. I said I'm going back.
Going back to tour.
And maybe start
a war. Maybe take a mental tour. Who knows, you might just start a war.
And they'll be with me.
You know we will.
On my midnight raid to Georgia.
Midnight raid to Georgia. Woohoo.
They'd rather live in my world than not be living in yours. Yeah, U.S. is
dreaming.
Oh, that I won't go too far.
He is not a czar, he won't go too far.
But George Bush will find the hard way that dreams don't always
come true.
Oh, no, they don't. So take a look in my eyes and you can see right down in my soul that you're never gonna stop. No, never gonna stop anything that I might do. Oh, no, you won't. Oh, I believe the yen. On a midnight plane to Georgia.
Living on a midnight plane.
Yeah, I'll try to convince the U.S.
Going back to
that I still can fix this mess.
To the U.S. See if there's a way to fix this
mess. Yes, I'll pay a visit.
We know you will.
And try to explain to George Bush. IQ. That I don't mean the Georgia that is in the U.S. No. Yeah, we're not talking about your Georgia.
And now to present the award for Person of the Year, please welcome Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hillary Rodham Clinton, and gosh, I'm just delighted and really happy to be here to honor President-elect Barack. Oh, who am I kidding, people? It should have been me! Mine! This was my year! That being said, please help me welcome the next president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama!
Hillary, thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. And welcome to my administration. I hope you're happy with your new position.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, I heard somebody say something about a new position. why wasn't I told about this?
No, Bill, honey, what Barack is saying is that since he gets to be the next president of the United States, I should be happy to be what so many women before me have been, a secretary.
Well, look, since we got the three of us here, I know it's not the good kind of a three-way. But perhaps we can all put our heads together. You know, we can do things for the good of the party. Go.
Ebony
and ovaries
is the ticket to liberals' destiny.
Just like Barry Bonds, doctor, yes sir,
we've got chemistry.
Hell, you know, some folks think he's untested wherever he goes. He could use your help and your expertise to get things done from day one in the new White House.
I could run things somehow, like Condi does now.
Bill, you did campaign for me. Is there some way to thank you personally?
Just as long as you send her on a trip that's overseas.
What could possibly go wrong now? I guess we soon will see.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, but now that's just a memory. It used to be we'd shop with ease, never would drink antifreeze. We planned to go on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from someplace up the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck and they don't give up flying Peking ducks, and with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. 'Cause when you buy an American pie, now your granny didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai. With the apples engineered to be juicy, not dry, but the crust is made of cardboard and a lie. I don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Hey, did you eat a tasty cake and did it make your stomach ache? I guess I could have told you so. Yes, and the reason that you're looking wan, some guy took bribes in Sichuan. That's why you just ate Little Debbie's too. And all the toys you get from Fisher Price have toxins that deemed unsafe for mice. Your Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCBs. But all those problems seem so far when I hold my new cheap DVR. Next time I buy a car, it's plain to see that I'd buy anything from some guy. I drove a Chevy, but it's heavy and the price is too high. Soon $20 will get me a new car from Shanghai. And honey, That will be the day we all die.
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush. I'm here to present the next award. But before I do, I'd like to address just a few issues. As you may be aware, I've recently described, or been described, as having a lame duck presidency. I don't know what happened to my duck. But as you may be aware, as my term is drawing closer to its end, I feel it's a time for refraction. And I've always shown the greatest affliction for the American people. Even my retractors agree that I've been successful in reversing many of the accomplishments of past administrations. But that doesn't mean that I don't know that people are hurting. So as one of my final duties in office, I will be doing a flyby of the entire country to assess the damage done during my presidency. Because I do a lot of thinking. Oh, you laugh at that, do you? I think a lot about my legacy. You know, how am I going to be remembered after I'm gone? You know, all great leaders are remembered for something very specific, and I want to be one of those leaders. I mean, if you think about presidents of this country, you know, like Ronald Reagan, Morning in America, Franklin Roosevelt, Jobs, Richard Nixon, going to China. But with me, you got all three. Every morning in America, Jobs going to China. And lately, my ratings have been rather poor. They haven't been the highest lately. But I did find out I'm very popular in a place called YouTube. I went to give a friendly speech, but here's what happened instead. I had to duck a shoe bomb that was aimed at my head. I do not deserve this, and what made me nervous? What the hell happened to the Secret Service? Pardon me, boys, where is the chap who threw his two shoes? Go tell his staff I wear a 9.5.
Tell his staff 9.5.
Pardon me, boys, but I could really use some new shoes. Could they toss down some tassel loafers in brown?
We were specifically employed to watch the president's back, but soon we'll be deployed to go and fight in Iraq.
Passed and headed, whistled, we could face dismissal.
'Cause you left me open to a footwear missile.
Pardon me, sir, can you identify the guy who lost control?
I think that I could do that.
Great!
Because I saw his soul.
I'm just hoping I don't get athlete's head. But I need to move it along and get on to the awards. The Capital Steps have asked me tonight to honor the biggest financial big financial mess up of 2008. I am pleased to announce, oh, this is exciting, my own handling of the economy is the first nominee. They say I let the USA start to run amok. We spent way too much money and now with the bill you're stuck. It's all because some bankers ruined our economy. So I'm out here hoping that you all won't blame it all on me. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com. I could have seen those Wall Street boys were a bunch of ticking bombs. We could have checked their credit and seen that their loans don't work. Instead, we end up bailing out a bunch of greedy jerks. Yeehaw! Now for the second nominee in the financial category. I couldn't possibly have caused this one because I don't know what the hell it is.
Subprime mortgage holders were so happy. Subprime rates so low, they made me high. Though unemployed, they closed my deal real snappy. They gave my son a loan. He's only 5. My mortgage broker said, I'll see you later. He went into hiding, yes, but where? He was in the campaign office of Ralph Nader. He figured, not a soul would see him there. Now my subprime's in foreclosure. Banks reviled me. Is there someone who'll take care of me? Since I've no place to live, I'm hoping I'll be adopted by Angelina Jolie.
My fellow Americans, we'll be right back with tonight's winner for Best Financial Mess of 2008. But first, we have to pause for station indemnification. Now it's time for the winner of the 2008 Big Financial Mess.
Hey, we're representatives of the big U.S. auto manufacturers. And where's GM?
Whoa. Sorry. Car broke down.
Anyway, you should have taken my jet.
Anyway, we're here tonight to appeal directly to you, the voters, to pay for our bailout. Now, we know it sounds expensive. You may even have sticker shock. But come on into my office. I'm going to sit down and work this out on my calculator, and I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with the price I come up with. Huh?
What's that? Still too high? Well, let me talk to my manager and see what we can do. But frankly, at this point, we're not making any money on the deal.
I know. You're killing us here. And at these prices, how can you resist? Come on, folks. What is it going to take to put you guys in one of these beautiful little bailout babies, huh? What say we throw in an extended warranty? Ooh. Believe me, you'll need one of those. This whole deal is going to collapse in a couple of months, huh?
Wait, don't walk away. Take it for a drive, huh?
Well, if we cannot find any suckers who will bail us out, the future of American automakers will be in doubt.
And though our cars may be dinosaurs, the Japanese know so much more.
You gotta help us, Honda, help us get up off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow. Help me, Honda, help me, Honda.
Hey, Isuzu, we wanna schmooze you.
Help me, Mazda, help me, Mazda.
Mitsubishi, please buy a piece of me.
Hey, Toyota, help us, Toyota.
A Subaru, our cars suck without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah, or we're gonna be poor.
Taxpayers, just imagine the possibilities if we combined our brands with the Japanese.
That's right, we could combine the Ford Edge and the Toyota Tercel and get the Edsel.
Or we could combine the Mazda MPV with the Mercury Comet to create the Vomit.
And the ultimate combo, the Nissan Titan with the Cadillac, could become the Titanic.
These are all swell ideas.
Of course, we'd have to stop capitulating to our unions, and our pay would be that of Japanese executives.
Whoa. That's just plain crazy talk.
I know.
Let's go back to the original idea.
Bow, 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 bow. Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress. Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress.
First payment of $200 billion.
Must take delivery by 010909.
Terms are 1.79% and 0% financing for the first 2 months on right leg and first one mail child for the next 10 months due at signing.
Help us, Congress, please.
Like you helped AIG.
We now interrupt this Capital Steps radio show for a very important announcement. Senator John McCain is here to launch his candidacy for president in 2012.
When I am older next time around in 2012, I could be the oldest guy who's ever run. Ronald Reagan could be my son. Look to the future, my second term. Think of what's in store. Are you gonna want me running the country when I'm 84? Of course, if you think there might be some perks if I get the job, I could have advantages to get things done, like pre-boarding on Air Force One. And when I ask world leaders to dine, you can bet for sure we'll never late night 'em when we invite 'em. Dinner served at four. Every Easter morning, kids will roll eggs at the White House, and I'll go outside and shout to get off my lawn. I will drive the limousine with one blinker on. Don't be concerned, my views are too old. I'm a modern guy. Many staunch conservatives you may have heard don't think evolution occurred. They should ask me, I saw it firsthand with the dinosaurs. I turned to a tadpole and then I met Bob Dole. The year we both turned four. All right.
Tonight's Lifetime Achievement Award goes to all Americans who have money in the stock market. I mean, to all Americans who had money in the stock market.
Boomer.
Call your broker to check on a rumor that might cause you to lose your good humor. When you see your next statement, you'll see which funds have paid off savings.
Your investments are now misbehaving. Your retirement prospects are caving. Because all of your hedge funds were
run by Bernie Madoff. You need some help with your 401k.
Your last accountant has just
joined AAA.
Now you will have to scrimp. Could your funds be more limp if they all were run by a chimp?
Your pension should be fat, cause your broker once mentioned a potential new Apple invention. You'd be rich, but you thought who'd want something called an iPod?
You need some help with your 401k.
Your plan to quit work is now
DOAA.
No, you weren't all that smart. Soon your new job will start.
Hello, and welcome to Walmart.
You'll have to live at the
YMCA.
And now the Capitol Steps would like to take a moment to remember those who have passed away in the last year. Of course, I am talking about the Republican Party. And here to deliver the eulogy is the Reverend Very Wright.
Glory! Glory to you one and all! Can I get an amen from the crowd? I said, can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a jalapeno? That's what I like. Good church-going folks who say any dumb thing I tell them to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can see it now. I can read it in your faces. See it in your weeping eyes. Why, you ask? Why did the Lord see fit to punish the Republican Party in his heinous fashion? I'll tell you why. Because we had the gall, unmitigated as it was, to put up people like McCain, like Palin, people who've dipped their toes into the satanic waters of moderation and cannot be trusted. Now, ladies and gentlemen, next time around, we need to find ourselves somebody who has a little salvation on his mind. Because when the GOP's in times of a trouble, Brother Falwell comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Huckabee. And in my hour of darkness, he is standing, I said standing right in front of me. He's shining like a beacon. Who? Huckabee. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Huckabee. If you can't get enough of him on Fox TV, where he's fair and righteous and balanced, well, we got him here. We're bringing him out. Put your hands together for the righteous, the Reverend Michael Huckabee. Yes.
Mm-hmm. GOP, yes. Hear my plea.
Right.
Yes, it's me, Huckabee. Cause I am standing next to
GOD.
Yes, and he'll proudly show those Ten Commandments. Though Bill Clinton just asked
what
me,
did he say?
Is that one too many?
No, brother.
Not for me.
Heal me.
Is there righteous man among you?
Anyway,
you better ask yourself and you'll
ask
agree.
Ask yourself.
Who would Jesus vote for?
Huckabee. Yeah, I was blind, but I see Huckabee. Huckabee. Flew like a butterfly, sting like a Huckabee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following song may cause various side effects such as neurosis, hypnosis, cirrhosis, halitosis, osmosis, mitosis, and delusions of being Moses. Check with your doctor before listening.
Round like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I see the warnings of conditions I might have. I've got countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I've got dry eye, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I'm like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, now I claim it's restless leg. If your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen mixed with Demerol and Prozac, now I've got hair on my chin. Our son's on Ritalin and Bextra, we thought he had ADD. But it turns out that the whole time he is just an SOB. I need Ambien and Lunesta to help me sleep all right. Cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up. All night. If life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruex, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naprosyn. Then I take a few Vitorin that I toss down with my gin.
Now my ears are always ringing. I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it. I just really like the name. I mix lidocaine with highballs, and the side effects were queer. I'm hearing through my eyeballs, and I'm tasting through my rear. Awkward. Now that giant nose says Claritin is something I must try, and I take Ginkgo biloba, but I can't remember why. So I quit those pills called Turkey. It was all a big mistake. And now there is no medicine or supplement I'll take. And so lately I have found, though depressed and feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't seem all that long ago that we all stopped what we were doing and metaphorically grabbed hands, joined together, and went out and picked a leader. And it was hard to tell who to choose, who would be the grand hope of the future, which candidate was worst, which was better. This is even boring me. Let's begin again. JDs and Lentilmen. Whip your flirts and it'll start to make sense, I promise. JDs and Lentilmen, it doesn't seem all that dong ago that we all dopped what we were stewing and fetamorically jabbed hands, groined it together, and went out and licked a Peter. But it was tarred to hell. Chew to whose? Who would be the hand grope of the future? Which wanadate was cursed? Bitch was wetter. Now you're heading the gang of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, just bit sack. And let me tell you the Tory of 2008's load to the erection. And a wong and rinding load it was. Now there were Kenny manadates when the race stirst farted. The Republicans, they had people like, well, they had that hella... I was going to say they had that fellow Huckabee, but you seem like a smart bunch. You can figure that one out for yourselves. You should really think of this ahead of time. The Republicans also had Ritt Romney. Well, he was the former governor of Massachusetts. A stashing dud, he loved to show off his tiny sheath. The Republicans had Judy Giuliani. Now, nationally, he was heen as a zero. Unfortunately, he didn't really chand much of a stance because he had several sex wives. Oh, also, it is at Pissthoin that I must mention Pon Rawl. Because if I don't, later, Pon Rawl supporters will find me and bear me to tits. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the, you know, the Cremadats burnt any wetter, all right? The Cremadats, I mean, they had Ange Edwards here. Ange Edwards, all right. Here's a guy who was cunning around the runtry, rumping like a habit, with his stampain calf, I might add. Oh, yeah. She had a knob jerking on his inner wet. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she's having a wavy out of bedlock, and everybody's, whoop, do's your hattie, do's your hattie. Did he really think he could wet a gay with that? Oh, no, wait, that was the governor of New Jersey. I'm sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Crumadettes also had Clillery Hinton. She seemed like the runt-fronter for a while, didn't she? She had billions of mucks. She wore cute little sans-poots. But she never learned to keep her mouse spuzzled. Her mouse being Clillbinton, one of the reviving sex presidents. I mean, that guy would moot his shout off every time her tack was burned. So who did end up getting ticked for these pickets? First off, who was the dick of the Democrats? So many choices. But in the end, their bandit was Karak. Hey, why not? He's Hall. He's Turk. He's Dansom. He has iont jeers that wick out like stings from the hide of his set, so that he appears to be flaking tight into the future at any second. I mean, he actually hasn't mun very Dutch, but he does proc awfully titty, doesn't he? Now, for his munning rate, he went with good old Bo Jiden. There he is, you know, he's a trait stalker who likes to hoot from the ship. Except he has a very hoar grasp of pistery. He seems to think that the date compression happened during Turtled War Woo. On the other hand, we have the Republicans. They went with Kenator McSane. I mean, he was a whore-wiro. He was a former WOP. And like any good Republican, he was a griddle bit lumpy. Mm-hmm. Hey, but who did he vic for PP, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, he decided to go parasailing. It's like I picked her myself. Come on, was that a dot out of the shark or what here? Come on, parasailing? What, Ovener of Galaska? The former weigher of Masilla? A place, by the way, that has fewer meeple than pooses in it, all right? But boy, I mean, is she a ton coat and cootie bean or what? You gotta love the whole Phelan family. I mean, of course, you got parasailing herself. Got her husband, good old pod railing. Got the five kiddalids. Piper, pillow, pistol, pack and pig. And Pistol has an un in the bubbin. Mm-hmm. That's okay, you know what I say. Nothing says nothing like an un in the bubbin. Mm-hmm. Although it does make you wonder if Aunt Jedwards wasn't wanging around Hasula at some point. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now it's all dead and sun. And dut did we woo. Well, we had a curious coice. On the Hun Wand, we had a moldy old man. On the other end, we had someone who was yansome and hung. But, ladies and gentlemen, only time will tell if we have selected a pussworthy trolletician. Someone that will put a little soap in our holes. Wait, that's the ones we're getting rid of. Hi. Or will he end up being another one-prick Tony? What we knew, though, is this. Jadies and Lentlemen, as far as the Stapital Caps are concerned, we just couldn't dare. Long ago, we learned that it doesn't matter who ends up being the Dop Tog, the Chig Bees, the Walker, the Cock, the Kig Man on Bampus, the Wumber Nun, the Head to Honcho. Doesn't work so good, Head Honcho, but you get my point. Which is this. It just mustn't datter. The one king that we have always been able to thount on is this. Screeple can poo up anything. Yaglu!
Well, 2008 has been quite a year, and it sort of makes you wonder why anyone would want to be president in 2009. Just how will America get out of this financial crisis? As you know, states and localities are suffering huge budget shortfalls. Yet at the same time, sports franchises are charging massive amounts of money for the naming rights to their stadiums and arenas. Perhaps the only way to get out of this mess is to bring those two things together. In which case, I think we'll all see a brand new America.
This land's not my land, I'm from Rhode Island, but now Rhode Island is called Best Buy Land.
And Tennessee now is Tennessee Grams.
This land was bought from you and me.
As I was walking through Oklahoma, I saw it's now called Oklahoma Depot.
And Idaho now is Idaho House.
This land was made by Sara Lee.
And it gets worse now. Some NBA star has bought Wyoming. It's now Wyoming.
So now won't someone please buy New Jersey? We hear the naming rights are free.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on with states like New Hampshire.
I can't believe it's not Utah.
Tex-Lex.
And Massengill Disposable Chusets.
But we get a little sentimental about the selling of this great country.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skybox seats atop Mount Hood. We can't address our budget mess, but corporations could.
Capital Steps Radio Show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newborn, with special thanks to Barry Beard and Michael Forrest and the entire Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Evan Casey, Jenny Corbett, Jack Rolls, Mike Tilford, Dolores King-Williams, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by five-time Nobel Peace Prize winner Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jen Smith, road crew, Andy Foss, Paul Tompros, Rich Patterson, and the press secretary, Bill Hurd. Our most recent album is entitled Captain Campaign and Suffering. Check our website for more information. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. And remember, if a scandal happens in the news, you can run right to our website and find out exactly what rhymes with it. Thanks for listening!
I'm Ira Glass, urging you to listen to This American Life, the only radio program that dares to answer the age-old question, what if Billie Holiday had recorded commercials?
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ever exploring new territory for radio, go out of your way for it. This American Life from Public Radio International. Company.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday evening at 6.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Provena Covenant Medical Center's Human Motion Institute, offering a wide array of orthopedic, musculoskeletal, and rehabilitation services. The HMI goal is to return patients to normal function as quickly and safely as possible. Learn more at 1-800-245-6697.
You're listening to WILL AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.